Help your gardens repel bugs and take care of themselves. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Using specific flowers for bug control cuts down on pesticides and your workload as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
As we work to get through these times together, you may not be thinking about blood donation, but blood is needed to save the lives of people who are sick with a range of illnesses. It's easy and safe to give. If you are in good health, please donate. We need heroes now. Visit redcrossblood.org to schedule an appointment.
When bugs find your vegetable garden and help themselves to dinner, it can make you feel helpless. Maybe you cry uncle, give up, and say you'll try again next year. But with the help of pest-fighting flowers, you'll have natural pest control, the upper hand on claiming your vegetables, and nice-looking produce. Greg Holdsworth is a garden writer for a website called VegetableGardener.com. He says good flowers will help you fight bad bugs in several ways.
They attract beneficial bugs, which of course then become kind of like reinforcements on your team. And they in turn will then help fight the bad bugs. Another thing that they do, they just have properties in them that will repel the bugs, either the smell or the oils or the flesh of the plant itself.
A well-known flower in the war chest is the marigold, especially the scented varieties such as French and Mexican marigolds. Dahlias, lavender, 4 o'clocks, and chrysanthemums also have properties that tend to bug many destructive insects. Of course, what works in my veggie garden may not work in yours. You'll have to experiment, but native plants are the best choice. You know they'll do well in your garden, and beneficial insects are already used to those plants. Holdsworth says it's important to strategically place your fighting flowers around the plants you're trying to protect or integrate them.
The advantage of course, the border is that you know that they're probably not going to be getting in the area where your actual plants are. The advantage of them being integrated within your plant, of course, is that they're a lot closer.
Some flowers can also be ground up and stewed in water to create a tea that can be sprayed on infested areas. You'll find more bug-fighting flower ideas at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.